Welcome to Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Robotics Roundtable features local robotics teams from around Southwest Michigan live in studio to talk about their teams and how competitions are going. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University. All systems go. Go pro at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Lakeshore Public Schools, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, supporting and participating in robotics with our area schools, and New Buffalo Area Schools. I'm Jacob Holmes, along with Tim Denai, and tonight we welcome back to the studio Team 2959, the CW Tech Robotarians. And Tim, you're all the way over there. For those of you watching on Facebook Live, Tim is usually seated next to me. Now he's all the way over there, so we can hopefully see the students a little bit more. And it really feels like a round table, and you're at the head of it. that is a weird expression.
And we get students on camera. So we are here for week number 8.
Yes.
10-week robotics roundtable. It seems like just yesterday you guys had a kickoff event, and now we've moved ourselves past the kickoff event. And this past
weekend we had the state championship that was held at Saginaw Valley State University. 160 teams from the state of Michigan competed on 4 fields of play. We'll get a little bit of feedback from the teams, this team, how they did. But we want to give a recap. We had 10 teams from the area that went to the competition, and we had 3 teams that have advanced to the World Championship. And we are now in the World Championship 2-week festival, I'm going to call it, because the World Championship has grown so large that we have half of that happening in Houston this coming weekend, and that's down at the George R. Brown Convention Center. And then the other half of the World Championship will take place the last weekend in April, and that will be at Cobo Hall, Detroit, where we will have the other half of the championships. So I think last year overall attendance between the two venues was like 30,000 spectators and participants in Houston, and another 40,000 in Detroit. So a little bit of a quick recap. The teams that have advanced onto the World Championship are the Greengineers out of Berrien Springs. The Greengineers participated on the Ford division, and they were a quarter finalist, and they walked away winning a quality award, which is based upon their machine. So out of the 40 teams that were in their division, they won an award, which is pretty remarkable. And we'll get some feedback from the teams here when you start talking about the competition level and the robots that we actually had at the state competition. Additionally, the Robo Rangers out of Cassopolis, they advanced. They did not make it to an alliance selection within their division, but based upon the strength of their season, they made it just by the hair of their chinny chin chin. Actually, I had an interesting text conversation with their lead mentor on Sunday, because it was Saturday evening late. She didn't think that their team had made it for that they had qualified. I think on Friday night after we did alliance selections, they kind of wrote this little farewell, you know, it's been a great season kind of thing. And I looked at the numbers and I'm thinking, you guys are still sitting there with a possibility. So Saturday evening, after watching all of the awards and everything, their team was, you know, number 86 out of 90 some that get to go to the state competition. So we have the Robo Rangers that are going from Cassopolis, and then the Average Joes out of St. Joe. They actually qualified. They were an alliance captain. They performed very well in their division. They were a finalist, which is the same field actually that the CW Tech Robotarians were on, and they're advancing to the World Championship. And then we have an additional person advancing to World Championship, and we can talk about that in a little bit here, Jacob. I think it's a good thing, especially for the CW Tech Robotarians, to share who that person is and what they're and how they're advancing.
All right. Well, a big congratulations to the teams that are advancing to Worlds, and we got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we will catch up with the CW Tech Robotarians. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes along with Tim Denai, and this week we welcome back to the studio Team 2959, the CW Tech Robotarians. And anyone who didn't listen to that very first episode of the season that we had you guys on, let's kind of go around the room, and we'll introduce the students and the mentor that we've got here today. So I'm going to pass the mic on over here.
My name is Bryce. I'm a freshman at Waverly High School, and this is my second year technically on the 2959 Robotarians.
I'm Brett Johnson. I am a 4-year senior at Coloma High, and I am the team's mascot. Well, won't be for long. It's
just
sad.
Next.
Since you're graduating, that's why you won't be.
There we go.
All right. My name's Dale Quatran. I am one of the founding mentors for the CW Tech Robotarians. We started in 2008 and have been going strong ever since.
My name is Jared Martin. I'm a senior at Coloma High School, and this is my fourth and final year on the CW Tech Robotarians since I'm also graduating.
I'm Brenna Moore. I'm a sophomore at Coloma High School, and this is my second year on the team.
I'm Eva Schley. I'm a junior at Edwardsburg High School, and this is my third year on the team.
Very good, very good. I want to get microphones in front of Jared and Dr. Q. And the reason I want to do that is the last thing that we talked about was there's a student who's advancing to the world's final, and they're a finalist for the Dean's List. So I would like... to my left, Jared is a Dean's List finalist or semifinalist who participated at state competition last year. I'd like to let Jared talk a little bit about what Dean's List is and what it means to the student, and then Dr. Q can reveal who that student is.
So Dean's List is an award for a student that is nominated by their team's mentors. They're nominated based off of their involvement within their community and outreach, and just the aspects that they show from like the first core values. I would say that's a pretty good explanation. I was actually I won at the Lakeview event last year for Dean's List. It was a really, really interesting experience. It's an interview style experience, and you basically they ask you questions based off of how you've embodied those roles in your community, and depending on your answers, depends on if you move on. And it's a huge honor, and it's a great experience. I definitely enjoyed it. So Q can probably give some enlightenment on the person we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. This year we nominated two students. That's what we're able to do as a team. We nominated Aria Richards and Evie Claire, and both of them were interviewed at the St. Joe event at the week two of the season, and both of them were very strong. I nominated them, but they were sophomores, which I was a little concerned about. Normally, it's juniors that are being nominated, and so I was a little concerned about that, but I thought those two were really strong candidates, and Evie was chosen as the Dean's List semifinalist at the St. Joe event, and so she went up to state with the team. We went and competed at St. Joe this past weekend. At Saginaw this past weekend, and she went through the interview process again, as Jared described. And she was chosen as one of the finalists to represent the state of Michigan at the World Championship in Detroit. And we are extremely proud of her. She clearly demonstrates the values and perspective of FIRST in terms of changing the culture and getting the message out of STEAM and technology and involving students. And she was part of a group where we went to the Logan Center a few weeks ago and demonstrated a robot. And it was fascinating to watch the students there at the Logan Center just light up while we were running the robot around, and they were interacting and driving the robot. It was, and she was part of that.
And the thing that's fun is, and I got to imagine for you, Dale, to see that. This is by the way, this is, you and I shared some text information. Over the course of the last 7 years, you've had three students that have interviewed out of your team at the state competition. And two of those, Michelle Lester from a couple years back, she's so old now, Michelle Lester, but she also advanced to the world finals to be considered. And I usually meet with all of the Dean's List semifinalists. If you, so, Jacob, maybe you haven't heard this part before, but the Dean's List is, there were 1,915, I think, was the overall number across the globe this year, 1,915 Dean's List semifinalists. 230 of those semifinalists are in the state of Michigan.
Oh, wow.
So Evie is now one of 14 who will represent the state of Michigan at the world's final.
That's amazing.
So, and I've talked with any of the students I've met, it's not that, and there was a little bit of the sound of like, how will they be able to compete? These students, it's not so much that they didn't do something well, it's just that some of the other students that advance are just doing such remarkable things, whether it's their outreach in the community, the way that they can connect, things that they do within their own team. It's very impressive. She hopefully, you know, she'll be considered, so she will at least get to have lunch with Dean Kamen, the founder of FIRST. So if Evie's listening, Dale and I would take your spot if you want to, you know, give that up. But then potentially be one of 10 students across the world who's recognized for that, you know, that position, which is it's just a phenomenal thing. And it's, again, it speaks a lot to the quality of this team, to what Dale and the other mentors are doing. And I'm watching Dale as he's talking. It's that proud papa look, even though, I mean, it's, you know, it's not his child, but close enough, right?
Yes. I am just over the moon with what our team and especially Evie has accomplished, and especially as a sophomore. It blows me away that she's so young and so poised and able to step up, because she's also part of our chairman's presentation group, and I have a feeling we're going to be talking about that.
We're gonna share a little bit of love with the rest of the CW Tech team. So I asked the students a little bit offline, anything that they want to add as far as, tell me about something else that you do outside of being in the robotics, because we've done 8 weeks of robotics roundtable, and all we talk about are how involved the students are with robotics, but they have a life outside of robotics. Evie can't be here today because she's participating in soccer, and there's other things that they do. So if we start around the room, Eva, let's go with you and kind of share just some of the other things that you're involved with within school and community.
Well, with my school, I do the National Art Honor Society, which we do events such as we had a candy sale in our school to help fund a canvas art. It's like a wine and canvas, but it's more cookie and canvas because it's for kids.
And it's in the school. No wine and canvas in the school. So.
And I also do theater in my school.
So do you see any of the theater piece able to, I mean, does that kind of help you when you're at a competition? Sometimes people don't want to act out and dance and do any of those things. Does that theater experience kind of just tell you, you know what, I don't have to worry about making a spectacle myself?
It helps with talking to new people because you're used to that public speaking. You may not have a script, but you're still used to holding yourself in a professional manner because it's the same as acting on stage. You're talking to other people, you're holding yourself in that professional light.
I can certainly speak to that. Yep. I'm very involved with Twin City Players in St. Joseph. I'm actually on the board of directors there. And yeah, theater is that definitely, if anything will get you out of your shell, it's theater.
Do you find that you being in theater, is there the Jacob that's here and then the Jacob when you walk into the theater? And
a little bit. There's a little bit of that.
Which is, I mean, you know, there's a, I think for all of us, you kind of find that spot where it's like it's your comfort area and you can kind of be who you want to be and you don't have to be as reserved maybe as you would be in another setting. That's good that you've been able to find something like that. So, Brenna, how about you? I mean, what other activities are you involved in besides robotics?
Outside of robotics, I participate in art club at Coloma. We have it every Thursday after school till like 4:30. And usually we really try to focus on the arts and help other people improve and find a new passion for it. And we'll do personal projects and even little like public murals and everything to help spread art and creativity around in the public, in the community.
So are you working with people your own age? Are you reaching out to younger, older? Who are you communicating to?
We have some younger kids in the club because it kind of reaches out to junior high as well. And some seniors have, like, after they've graduated, they've come back and spent some time in the club because they used to be, like, a president or something. And they come back to just see how we've started doing things now that they've been graduated.
Okay. Well, slide around to the right of Q. We're going to skip over you, Jared. Sorry. We'll come back to you, though. So, Brett, I mean, outside of robotics, what other things are interest of yours? Even if it's not a part of a club, what other things do you enjoy?
Mostly, I enjoy fine dining.
Define fine dining.
I was going to say, what is?
Are you like getting the Happy Meal? Or
basically the Big Mac meal.
The Big Mac meal. The Big Mac meal. The Big Mac meal. That's fine dining. That is. You know what? There's going to be a point in time. Take a look at me. It'll catch up with you. It'll catch up with you. And then, Bryce, what other interests might you have? And we might even, you could introduce yours a little bit. We might catch it after the commercial.
All right. I do drone racing, and I'm actually a sponsored pilot for Cyclone FPV. So that's a big part of my life, and it's kind of related to robotics in a way. I've learned a lot from both that contribute to each other.
So that probably isn't something we can squeeze in 10 seconds. So, Jacob, yeah. Take us to a commercial.
We'll learn more about sponsored drone racing when we come back. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance Agency, and New Buffalo Area Schools. We will be right back. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes, along with Tim Denai, and we are welcoming back to the studios this week the CW Tech Robotarians, Team 2959, who joined us on our very first week of this current season. And we've remet the team. We've learned a little bit of what they do outside of robotics. If you joined us right before we went to a break, we learned about a drone racing, sponsored drone racing. We're going to touch on that in a bit, but Tim's got a quote-unquote dad joke.
No, it's not a dad joke. It's a serious question. So, like, those bees, the little drones, how do you get those to race?
That's a dad joke, Tim.
So, Bryce, so tell us a little bit about the drone racing, sponsored drone racing, and the correlation, how you utilize that as a driver operator for the robotics team.
Real quick, I'm going to jump in here. Tim, obviously you never saw Ant-Man.
I have. Actually, that's on the Dunai family agenda / my wife and I to watch that before we get to Endgame. So that's a whole different topic.
All right. So some of the core values are first. And so, like, you have build season. It's kind of that type of thing in drone racing. You have a period before, like, summer and such, before all the racing begins. You have to build it up, get used to it. You have minimal practice time, similar to most first teams, if you've noticed. but, yeah, I've learned a lot about electrical through first, and that's kind of helped me through some of the parts of drone racing as well.
So a couple of things. How long have you been involved with drone racing?
Yeah, I've been in drone racing for about 2 years.
And drone, tell me the size of the drone, and is there a payload involved and the weight on the payload?
Okay, so corner to corner, it's 220 millimeters. And then, so...
You know we do English here, not when...
I don't know that in inches, actually.
You should be proud of yourself, because there's too many of us old people that can't convert the other way, so go ahead.
So it actually ranges from anything about the size of your palm to stuff about as tall as you.
Okay.
But depending, so the size I usually race is less than a pound, okay. Just over half a pound. Roughly.
All right. And so for anyone that's listened to us throughout the season, we know when, you know, the robotics race, it's a 2.5 minute match. What's the length of a match? And are you competing against somebody in drone race, or are you just racing against the clock?
You're racing other people as well, similar to first. Okay. And your matches are actually, well, your, yeah, matches, I'll go with that.
Okay.
It's about 2 minutes as well. So they're pretty close to each other in terms of that.
So maybe here's the part where it's different. In robotics, you're part of an alliance.
Yes.
Are you mano a mano, if you will, or are you part of an alliance as you're in drone racing?
It depends.
Ah.
So you can race as a team, or you can race solo.
Okay.
I'm on a team, so if I'm racing with other people on my team, then I'm more than likely competing with the team and not against them.
Okay. And if you're racing solo, are you racing Han Solo? Ba-dum-bum. Yes.
More dad jokes with him.
So did that kind of, you've been on the team, on the robotics team for?
This is my second year.
Second year, right? So did that driving experience of that, did you come in and tell Q, hey, I think I can drive? I mean, did you come in with that mindset?
Not necessarily, but in a way. So I knew it, they had a lot of core values that were the same. So I thought we have driver tryouts every year.
Okay.
So I thought I have a shot at it. So I went in for driver tryouts, and we all go in and take a quiz over the rules, and then we go out and we get a number, and then we drive the designated match that they want us to do. Then all the mentors go in and discuss. They don't know who is who. They get numbers, and they discuss which number they like the best. They compare the responses to the numbers and such, and then they pick a driver from that, and that's how that all happened.
So it's kind of a blind taste, if you will, but still, probably what you've done in the drone racing has definitely benefited
you. Yes, majorly.
And you still have, what year are you in high school?
Freshman.
Freshman, so you have 3 more years. Yeah. So the future is very bright from a robotics competition standpoint for the CW Tech Robotarians.
Can't wait for the next year's.
Excellent. Awesome. Look at, the season's not even done.
And exactly.
It's like, and we will talk about that, because there's this anticipation that happens amongst the team from the competition standpoint, but then also some of the other things that you do within the community. So now we're going to go from the young pup over here, Jared, the freshman, to go ahead and pull that microphone in front of you, to Jared, one of the elder statesmen.
And I feel old.
And you're heading out the door, but talk a little bit about, we talked about the robot and the competition that, you know, the presence that the CW Tech Robotarians have, but you guys picked up a Chairman's Award this year, and you're an integral part of that. So tell us what the Chairman's Award is and how this team qualifies for and earns that Chairman's Award.
So one big thing about the Chairman's Award, and when they describe every single award, they always say the same thing about the description. And one of the things that they say is you embody these first values and this community outreach, which is part of the award. It's a huge part, is going beyond just building the robot, but not just on your team and doing things on your team and being involved, but also being involved strongly with your community and trying to make an impact and spread the message of FIRST and bring STEAM to as many people. And one thing that I really like that they say is not just over a single build season. And it really is true. I mean, our team has been working towards trying to make an impact within our community for a while, ever since I was a freshman in it. I'm sure it goes beyond that as well.
Let me interject. 3 Dean's List team or representatives at state competition over 7 years. That and 2 Chairman's Award in that. So that echoes to what you're saying. I'll let you continue.
So I'll go on and talk about the Chairman's Award that we won this year and how we actually were able to obtain that. So our team over the past 4 years has been doing countless outreach events and different things. Our team, really a huge aspect of us, is we like to step in almost every single doorway we can get our foot in and spread that message of STEAM and FIRST and aspects of our community that we are a part of?
Identify STEAM as opposed to STEM, because we've been saying it, and let's make sure everyone understands what we're talking about.
Oh, so
ooh, put you on the spot.
STEM is science, technology,
engineering,
and
mathematics.
STEAM is the same exact thing for STE and M, but also the A stands for arts, to show that it's not just math, science, technology, science. But we also have arts. I mean, we do countless things with art. We have a spirit team. We cheer. We're currently building a float for Blossom Time. We do art stuff, definitely do art stuff. And that also plays a huge role in chairmans as well. We had a question, I do believe, 2018, last year's season, why don't we involve ourselves with not STEM but STEAM? And we definitely looked back on that, and we definitely changed how we look at it, and now we're actually advocating for STEAM instead of STEM, which is funny because it reminds me of 2017's Steamworks game, and I just thought that was
great. I want to have, let's start kind of around the table. So, Eva, so we're doing these outreach things. Does the team participate in outreach because it's great for the team, or what are the reasons that drive you to participate in outreach?
I participate in outreach personally because it benefits the community, and it's really fun to see these people that we go to, their eyes light up, and it's fun to see them like look at a robot and go, wow, that's a thing that people can do. This is a thing that I can do. And it's really great to inspire that into people young and old.
So, Jenna, how about you? Well, Brenna, I'm sorry. I'm a 53-year-old man. I can't remember my own name sometimes. So I'm sorry, Brenna. What are the reasons, speaking about young and old, so you're talking to me. So what are the things that drive you to participate in some of these outreach and some of the reactions of the people that you get to meet through these?
The reactions of people. I remember last year at Peach Festival, after we marched in the parade with our float with all of our robots on it, I remember walking along the sidewalk, and I had my team shirt on, and there was a lady. She pointed at me, and she said something that she thought it was, like, extremely, like, cool how we were able to build this robot from the ground up. And, like, I just think it's great how something could, like, to me it's just something that we do in a way, and it's... It kind of baffles me sometimes how people think it's like this such like a big thing that seems like so complicated, but you know, it's just...
It just comes second nature to you.
And it's probably, I would say, before you got involved, you might have thought the same thing. You might have been that person going, how in the world can they do that? So Jacob, do we have to pay some more bills?
Yes, we do. We will be right back here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM with Robotics Roundtable. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes along with Tim Denai, and we've got in studio Team 2959, the CW Tech Robotarians, once again. And for anyone watching on Facebook Live, you may have noticed we don't have the mics on during that time, but the team was kind of showing off their patch. They have special patches, Velcro patches, on their shirts. So we were going to talk about that a little bit, and that kind of ties into we were talking about the new STEAM, which includes arts in the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So who wants to talk about these cool patches that you guys have made?
So introduce yourself again.
I'm Eva Schley. These patches, we made them to represent the different sections of the team. So Brenna here to my right is medical, so she has a medical symbol on her shoulder patch, as well as a Robotarians patch on the front, which lists off Sunset Coast Alliance, our team name, and the FRC number, as well as the game symbol.
So is that something you just kind of...
Which is Deep Space.
Yep.
Deep Space was the game for this year.
Deep Space. You have to drop the voice down.
And don't forget the Beast Head.
Yes, the Beast Head.
And the Beast Head. And Brett said, you know, the Beast Head, that's what it's all about, right? The beast applauds, the beast abides, right? We were talking with the students a little bit about some of the reasons that they do outreach. And I want to tie this, Bryce, we'll talk a little bit about the outreach that you know, how you enjoy that, why you do that, and then talk a little bit about Blossom Time that's coming up.
All right. So outreach is a big part of FIRST, and it's something different. No other sport goes out and they talk to different people. They don't go out into the community and involve many different organizations and such with one big project in a way. So we've done quite a few things for our outreach. We've gone to the Logan Autism Center and showed a lot of variety of ages, the robots and such. And just getting more people involved. We're doing a thing with Girl Scouts. We're doing, there's a list. But we're doing
so. You guys were saying a little bit while we were off air. You get you're having like 40 to 70. That's a big number too. It would start out 40, and now it's going to be 70 Girl Scouts.
Oh yeah,
at the practice area.
Uh huh.
Good luck. I'm just saying. that's gonna. I mean, but there would be a lot of energy. But you're introducing robotics to a whole different community of people, and quite honestly, for a lot of you, even the freshmen at the table in that group you're introducing to, you're finding your replacement even as a freshman, because Dr. Q needs to have something to do when you guys are sliding out the door. He needs the next group to be coming in. What other things? I know there's a couple of things you guys are involved with. First Tech Challenge, hosting an event, yep. Participation at Berrien County Youth Fair, mm-hmm. and the Maker Fair. Who wants to talk a little bit about those things?
So our team definitely prioritizes doing as many events as we can. And like Tim just said, we definitely involve ourselves with the Berrien County Youth Fair, Glad Peach Festival, Blossom Time, Grand Floral Parade.
Hey, Jared, what do we do at the Blossom Time?
We build a large float every year, and we walk with the float, and we take part in the parade to... show first, and how we do it is there's always a Blossom Time theme, and then we have our first game theme, which is Deep Space, like we've talked about, and we take both themes and we make a mashup of them, and we throw it on a float and try and make it look as cool as possible and spread our message of FIRST. We also take that float to the Glad Peach Festival, and then we also perform the Berrien County Youth Fair with a booth, and we show STEAM as much as possible and FIRST core values. And Tim has got something to say.
Well, and the other thing too, I mean, because we think about, you know, that we kind of said we're already anxious for the next season to show up, but there's things that you guys are doing also, and that a group of us are a part of. The very first weekend in June, we're already putting in a plug for the Southwest Michigan Mini Maker Fair, yep. And we've had a presence the very first year. I think Team 2959 was down there. Maybe the Average Joe's, and I can't remember, and probably actually Ground Zero out of Edwards. Or Niles area was there, and then from that we've kind of grown. The Berrien Risa is the one who is the entity that puts that together, and Joe Rommel from Berrien Risa, him and I have a connection, and he's reached out to me and basically says, Tim, I know you're involved in the community, so if I send one email to you, and if you send a bunch of emails out, so we've essentially had anywhere from 8 to 14, 15 teams at the Mini Maker Fair, which is awesome because there's so much cool stuff that happens besides robotics that's at the Mini Maker Fair, but we always seem to have a big draw because people just aren't aware, even though we're part of a radio show, they're just not aware of what robotics is. And I'll go back to what Brenna said earlier, is that you have people come up and they're like, how can these students actually do that? And then that's when the magic happens for me, is then the students get to explain what happens and how you guys come up with the robot and with the build. Jared, you look like you want to say something else too.
Oh no! I think you covered a lot of it.
I covered
it. We hit a lot.
just to be clear, with these teams, it's not just the high school level, which is what our team is. It's the elementary school FIRST level, the FIRST Lego League, and FTC teams are there quite often showing off there. So you have all the way. Yeah, FTC is In Michigan, it's a little different than pretty much anywhere else in the country. FTC is junior high, and so it's depending on your school, 6th, 7th, and 8th, or 7th and 8th. And the CW Tech Robotarians have been hosting an event at Coloma for the last 3 years, and we're heading down for the 4th, where we have... The first year, I think it was 24 teams, and then last couple of years, it's 36 teams, and it's amazing. It's pretty amazing watching these, the enthusiasm, the thrill. These kids from 8 o'clock in the morning until dead tired at night, they have smiles on their faces as their robots, their little robots, 18 inch by 18 inch by 18 inch robots compete. And it's pretty amazing to watch. It's fun seeing the excitement of these kids.
We've got about 2 minutes. I'd like to let the students, I know it's going to be quick, but we want to let you guys give a shout out to anybody you want to recognize, you know, thanking, you know, whomever. So we'll start with Bryce on the right, and we'll just move around here.
All right. Mom, dad, sister.
Mom, dad, sister have names. Those are pretty universal.
Yeah. So my mom, Nikki Preeb, my sister, Peyton Preeb, and my dad, Chad Preeb, and then my lovely sponsor, CycloneFPV.com. Shameless plug.
Got the sponsor. Awesome.
Brett? Hashtag ad.
Got to get this realigned. But shout out to Grant and Emma for making it out to the broadcast. And he also brought up that we had 150 Girl Scouts drive our RI3D bot at the West Michigan qualifier.
He one-upped you. Jared?
Shout out to my mom, Messina Reeves, my stepdad, Paul Reeves, my sister and brother, Draven and Lizzie. Shout out to our team sponsors, definitely OSCO, which gave us a permanent home just last year, and we're super, super thankful for that, and also Whirlpool, Edgewater Automation, and numerous others.
Shout out to my dad, Tim and Reza Moore, or my mom and dad, wow. Shout out to all of our wonderful mentors for putting up with us and doing so much for us throughout the build season and through the off season.
And I'm going to echo that. The guy to my right puts, I don't know how much time into this. And I still remember a conversation, Dale, that you and I probably had about 8-9 years ago, my very first event that I ever went to. And I remember walking up to you and going, I'm just blown away by this. Somebody introduced me to you. And I remember having this conversation. We need to get this in the elementary schools and the middle schools. And you kind of gave me that look like I've been trying to do it. And then, you know, 5 years later, we have the first FTC event that's held at Coloma. And it is a labor of love amongst two guys who are way too deeply involved in this. But I think I echo what these students say and the mentors. The effect that you have on people's lives, mine especially, I'm a little emotional guy, but I mean, the effect that I've seen that you have on me because of the drive that you have to make each of these students better, it's the reason I do something like this. I'm very much impressed by you. Every day I work with you, I'm more and more impressed.
I don't know what to say. I appreciate that, Tim. I really do. This I have seen this program changed lives, literally. And so it's been amazing. One last thing I want to say. Coloma has FLL, has FTC, has FRC. I want to see Junior FLL.
There we go. And with that, all right. Jacob, I know right.
It's,
we'll
it's been
it
great.
You.
It's been great to have the CW Tech Robotarians back with us. That is going to wrap it up for Robotics Roundtable tonight. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University. All systems go. Go pro at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Lakeshore Public Schools, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, supporting and participating in robotics with their area schools, and New Buffalo Area Schools. Join us next Tuesday night at 6 for Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.